This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WGL HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
We are back and ready to go.
We are, John. Dr. Molly's back.
We didn't retire. No. And, you know, we always get that. You know, you guys are going to retire. No. Just a little blip in the radar.
Yeah, you know, had a little architectural problem. Done. I'm ready to move on, John.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, the live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with the one and only Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. What do we do here on the program? We discuss health, your health, how potentially Dr. Molly can help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. And we do that here in the next hour on this program called Health Watch. That is our mission statement. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. As we again say good morning to Dr. Molly, and always good to have you here.
Hey, I'm glad to be back,
live
John.
Live and in the flesh.
Oh, yeah. I was a lot. Listen, I didn't miss a day of work, okay? I did miss the show, and I didn't care for that either, but it's all right. It was nothing. It was just a little inner ear problem that I knew exactly what it was. But as just like I tell my patients, you think Dr. Molly got some VI treatment to get it straightened out? All I needed was a manipulation of my head. Well, you would think it was the biggest damn deal. Finally, I got in to see a good friend of mine.
You didn't get in until Tuesday, right?
That's right. So, you know, what meant Dr. Molly needed a ride to the office and got it. But I was there Monday and Tuesday. But anyway, nothing to concern myself with in the long haul.
Well, glad you're back.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say one thing before we get into the show. What we do here, we attempt to bring you good information and really get you to pay attention to your health. And we do that, of course, through Dr. Molly and her facility. But what we try to do is tell you, if you don't do what Dr. Molly says, at least do something.
You heard me. Listen, I just had this conversation yesterday. A guy calls me. He says he listens all the time. Actually, he came for a free consult a couple of years ago, and he has a problem with cancer. Okay, he has a problem with cancer, and he's betwixt and between. He wants to go out to some place in Arizona or something. Look, I said, look, you know, I'm not going to comment on another, you know, facility, but I am going to say this. Whatever you do, you got to do something, and you cannot stay in inertia, right? Inertia is the worst thing in the world for
us
to do, because guess what? You wake up dead,
right?
Am I right, John?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm bringing this up because this happened to a good friend of mine. I've worked with him for 20-some years.
Oh, my gosh.
And 54 years old.
Whoa.
And really didn't pay attention to anything and had chest pains. And what do you think happened?
I think he woke up dead.
That's exactly right.
Exactly
That's
right.
Exactly right.
And you know something, John? I don't care what kind of blockage he had or what kind of really architectural problem was going on with his heart. There are things we could do to improve his quality of life. And more than that, you know, I'm a reference point, right? Can
yes.
I send you somewhere?
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I'm like a pit bull. If my patient needs to really be seen by a specialist, I really, really work on it. Even if we get the appointment like 3 weeks in advance, I make the girls call every week to see if somebody dropped out and we can get them in quicker. So guess what? You're not going to get that unless you're running a VIP clinic like we do.
Yes. So the bottom line is here. Pay attention to your health, not only because we're here on the show, but in general, just do something. And he did nothing.
Of course.
And, you know, he just...
Young guy.
Yeah, young guy. Yeah. And of course, smoked and drank and all that.
Well, yeah. Listen, look, I can't make somebody stop bad habits. All I can do is augment those bad habits with good ones, and hopefully they cancel them out.
That's the bottom line. So I just wanted to say that. And thanks for letting me vent for a moment here.
That's all right, John.
855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. This is Health Watch. Dr. Molly is here, and we're ready to talk to you at 855-839-1210. So tell us what you do, Dr. Molly.
Here we go. You know, John, it's so difficult sometimes to really say this, but we are a group of like-minded professionals who work out of my facility in Marlton, New Jersey, and we can do anything a primary care facility can. You need a prescription? We can write the prescription. You need to do some radiology? We can get you to the radiology people. You need some medication? We can do all of those things. But what we like to do is use the least amount of medication to help you control your problem, not put you at risk, and thereby reduce the side effects of the medications that people are on. A good example of that, John, has been the statin drugs, and now the newest drugs in that category, meaning they're putting out stuff that's injectable and this and that for cholesterol control.
Yes.
We try to do this with hydration therapy, utilizing natural substances, meaning vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And again, looking at this and saying, okay, what is going to work for the patient, not put them at risk, get the job done, and really reduce their need for the medications?
You know, you're always talking about side effects. There seems to be more drugs and more side effects.
The new stuff that's out is unbelievable.
I mean, it's these, as you said, injectables,
yes,
and so on and so forth. I mean, it's just a myriad of things.
Right. And listen, we're not against certain injectables that have mimicked our bodies for a long time. For example, I'm a big believer in the weight loss drugs. I think that they've really helped a lot of people when used appropriately, not used helter-skelter, because what? They're managing insulin. They're managing things. But, you know, again, it's not a panacea. And in our program, we have a weight loss program. Do we use an injectable? Of course we do. However, we also make sure that our patient comes in weekly, and we want to know that they're getting enough nutrition and things to augment any of the side effects. And we can also help them through the side effects of those drugs. And they have them. They have. Everybody knows you get nauseous, right?
Right.
Everybody knows this. It's no joke. Well, we have some things that can help a patient maintain their quality of life while going through the weight loss program. And it's not a big deal, and it can be done and done safely.
You mentioned the nutraceuticals.
Sure.
And how you use those effectively in many cases in place of...
Augmenting. Sure.
Prescription drugs.
Right.
Are there side effects to the nutraceuticals?
Listen, of course there are. There can be. You can have an allergy to something, but I'm going to tell you right now, the purity of our products, meaning our particular injectables in our particular facility, I would tell you we are very, very, very interested in source. So, for example, we use natural source so that the body knows this is like a food source. And believe me when I tell you, I am very on top of where the sourcing comes from. And you know, I have things that lots of other clinics don't have. Just do. And I will tell you, it's because we know the sourcing. And again, I'm going to send out a shout out to my compounding pharmacists all over the country. They are wonderful, and they have helped me get the kind of product I want.
What are some of the food sources that you use?
Well, we use tapioca, we've used cassava, we've used beet. Actually, we've extracted some things from asparagus. So, it depends on what we're looking to do.
Could you eat more asparagus?
You sure? I do. You can. But, you know, how long do you think you can, how much can you eat?
No, you can't.
That's the answer. Listen, the most direct way to get a lot of the therapeutic value that God has given us in these natural substances is to get it through the hydration. And that's the vehicle by which we use to make sure that our patients are at a therapeutic level.
You use hydration.
Yes.
And I guess the question is, at least when you start, are you going once a week, twice a week,
depends.
Three times a week?
What is it?
Give us an average, maybe.
Well, I would say most people start it once a week, depending on where they are in their continuum. Obviously, if you have a severe problem, you have a 90% blockage in your cardiac, you're going to come in twice a week, maybe three times a week, for us to chelate it or claw out the junk that's contributing to this. The other side of that coin is, remember, you're going to go through some surgery, right? You're going to be stented. You're going to have some trauma to the body. You want to be in darn good shape when you get to do it, right? And trust me, everything's an emergency. Not when you go to the cardiology, let's set you up for stenting. They don't immediately stent you. You go to the cardiologist, they say you have a blockage. What do? They set the appointment up for the surgery center, right?
Yes.
Right. So what I'm saying is, I'm not telling you not to do these things. I'm saying we have a whole line of, specialists that we refer to. But the bottom line is this. You need to be in great shape no matter what other procedures you're doing. That's the bottom line.
Are you able, through your protocols, if a patient comes to you often enough and does this for, let's say, 3-4 months, are you able to avoid surgery?
Sometimes, many times. Many, many times we've been able to keep people going who've had a history of cardiac challenges. And I had a very famous patient that lived well after his entire family,
Yeah, I remember.
So listen, the other thing everybody says to me this week alone, John, guy goes, hey, you remember Irv Homer? I said, I certainly do,
yes.
Right?
He was our spokesperson.
He was
for a
long time. Yeah. And I will tell you, look, in the end, look, here's the deal. We all want to go to heaven. We just don't want to go right now. Right? That's a big song right now.
The song is everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
That's true, right? And here's the thing, John. Look, you got to pay attention to your body. And one of the topics I'm going to talk about today is obscure, but boy, oh boy, it's important. So here's the thing. Hydration can allow you to get the therapeutic value that you need to effectuate the changes that these natural substances that God has given us to do the work that needs to be done.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here every Sunday from 8 till 9, the live version, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's Health Watch right after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and as always, operators are standing by at Innovative Medical Associates. And the number, 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. When you call, this is easy. Very, very simple. You book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. You will find out a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you. And you'll learn a lot about what she does. And you'll talk to some patients if you like. It's really a very, very good process, and one you should take advantage of. The initial consultation is complimentary. Again, 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, right here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're going to go to the phones and talk to our favorite caller, or one of our favorite callers, I should say, Frank in Northeast Philadelphia. Frank, good morning.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Molly. Dr. Molly, I want you to know, last week I was having out of the blue chest pain, shortness of breath, and the Shakes all at the same time. Thank God you had a best of show, because I couldn't. I almost had a withdrawal.
Okay.
I got to miss the show because of the weather, then Christmas and New Year, and then
right.
I almost had a panic attack last week.
Oh, don't have a panic attack, please, Frank. Not on our part, okay? You got too much going on, honey. God bless you.
Glad you saw your chiropractor. I'm seeing one tomorrow.
Good.
And Dr.
Good.
Molly, I never thought about it before. You know, compound pharmacist.
Yes.
When I was a cop back in the Badlands, called the Badlands, a certain mm-hmm. area.
Sure.
I knew some compound pharmacists, but they didn't work at CVS or Rite Aid.
I understand. No, seriously, our pharmacists can be our best friends if used appropriately, you know. I really like it. You know, we exchange information lots of times. I have pharmacists who are patients, you know that. And, you know, it's a quite a great relationship. So, Frank,
well, these pharmacists, they got people hooked on stuff. And then
I know. That's a whole different game.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, there are physicians like that, too. You know that, right? So, listen, you know, we're in charge of our own bodies, Frank. That's the bottom line. I'm very happy to hear from you. Go ahead.
Dr. What's Molly, up? I've been awake since 2 o'clock. I was in the radio. Mm-hmm. I heard this before. I forget what it is. What is milk thistle?
Milk thistle is a very good extract. It's great for the liver, and it's something we do use. It's the kind of thing, particularly for people who have liver problems, whether that's liver cancer or just fatty liver, that kind of thing. But again, to get good milk thistle, you really got to watch brands. I'm going to tell you that, because there's a lot of junk on the market right now. So you got to get good advice for that.
I'm glad you got your neck fixed, and welcome back, Dr. Molly and John, and have a great one.
Thank you.
You too, Frank.
You too, buddy.
Thanks for the call.
God bless. God bless.
855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. We are going to talk about, let me see if I can pronounce this, okay? Urticarial vasculitis.
It's actually urticarial vasculitis.
Okay.
Now, listen, folks, don't get afraid of the urticarial. It just means hives that form causes inflammation on the skin. I'm actually not just going to talk about that. I want to talk about vasculitis. But urticarial is something that came up because when you see the skin, you see that it can affect the skin, but it can affect all the other organs. Vasculitis is a very, very insidious type of condition. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I have a patient, and we'll talk about that later, but post-COVID, again, I am being inundated. Look how many years later.
5 years.
Post-COVID, vasculitis can be can be triggered by certain infections and medications, or they claim unknown reasons. Got that?
Yes,
unknown reasons.
Yes.
But when you pull together the patient's history, generally you see that somehow it has a relationship with COVID. And interestingly enough, there's over 1,300 citations about post-COVID vasculitis. And I really am into this because it is inflammation of the vessels. So people can come into me with something like general types of symptoms, right? Fatigue, right? And it depends on what organs are affected by the inflammation going, the vessels going to those organs. So to confirm a diagnosis of this, generally they do a biopsy. But if you can sit down with a patient and really put together a great history and also have a good doctor, you will find that this vasculitis affects arteries, large, small, medium, capillaries, so you know bleeding right under your skin. You see that purple that we get when we get a little older? So this can affect blood vessels from head to toe, and it is really an inflammation disorder. And what do I talk about with inflammation, John? It's the devil.
That's right.
It's the devil.
And I've heard you say that 100 times.
This is a very big devil, okay? Because people come in and you can have things like sores, you can have painful eyes, rashes, you can have swollen joints, you think you can have blood clots in the arteries or the veins, and you think it's not a problem. Well, guess what? It is a problem, and it's more likely systemic inflammation in the veins and arteries and the small capillaries. So how do we approach that, John? You know.
Hydration.
Hydration. Now, traditionally, they'll give you steroids for this. Now, think about this. What do steroids do? They shut off the immune system. So in doing that, you're calming down the vasculitis in the moment. In the moment. What do we do for the long haul? We've got to get that inflammation under control, because as sure as I'm sitting here, John, that will come back and probably raise its ugly head and cause additional problems for the patient. In other words, short term, if you need to go on the steroids, we're going to say, yes, we're going to support you in that. Long term, you need to look at anti-inflammatories. And in this case, there's only one good way to get that, because we got to go head to toe. Because if we're seeing some of these things on the skin, right, what do you think is going on underneath the skin?
Probably worse.
Right on. And, you know, it's so interesting, because you can even get inflammation in the aorta, in the arteries that branch out of the aorta. You can get this in your lungs. Patient I have. He came to me. He usually is in Florida in this kind of weather. I'm sure he's really upset that he's still here. He came to me, and he has systemic inflammation. And I said to him just this week, before I go to the next step in his protocol, I need the lung x-ray. He had COVID. And this is directly related to the COVID. And there's data out there on PubMed and in Springer and many other citations showing this. So people, be aware of this.
You mentioned the immune system, mm-hmm. and the steroids are, I guess...
That's first line of defense.
First line of defense. But now, how do you get the immune system back? Do
well, you got it exactly right. What we have to do is, what are we going to do? We have to tackle this one bite of the apple at a time, okay? We know we have to give out systemic anti-inflammatories, but which one? Do we use something like Boswellia? Do we use curcumin? Do we use turmeric? Do we use milk thistle for the liver, depending on whether the liver is involved or not? The question is, we have to decide, where do we start? The peripheral nerves? He has numbness, tingling. He feels weakening in the legs, Brain fog. Some brain fog is really nothing more than inflammation and vasculitis in the arteries and veins that are going to the brain. So we've got to look at this. Shortness of breath. He had shortness of breath. And again, so he's been worked up for every other kind of disease known to man. But what we're finding is he has inflammation. Now, how can I tell that? Because in blood studies, specialized blood studies, you can look for certain types of inflammation markers, John.
And we are going to pick that up after the break. We're coming up on a break. It's the halfway point of the show. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, our live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. If you have a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly, or if you just have a simple question, 855-839-1210. Again, that's our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. We are coming back. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's Health Watch after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and as always, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, 856-489-0505. That's the number, 856-489-0505. And here's what you got to do. You just call and you book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, doesn't cost you anything, and you will learn a lot about what she does and how she could potentially help you. And overall, it's a great experience and one you'll be very happy with after you leave. 856-489-0505 is the number. and the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number here right now in the studio if you want to talk to Dr. Molly. 855-839-1210. We're talking about vasculitis,
right.
Inflammation of the blood vessels.
Sure.
Now, is that the same thing as a blood clot?
Technically, it's a little different, John, because, again, look, you can't make a diagnosis of vasculitis. You need the consultation with a good doc. You need the blood and urine test. You need the tissue biopsy, and you need some imaging test, okay? But I would tell you that it can indeed, most likely, it causes bleeding, okay? It's more likely to cause bleeding, and that can be very dangerous. I mean, when you have vasculitis, you can get a serious condition that could require immediate medical intervention. That's important as well. But this thing that I see mostly is triggered by either a virus or a toxin or COVID, some type of COVID, and maybe even the COVID shots. You know, we've heard all this stuff about the shots. I believe that we don't even know how this happens to a patient and what kind of patient gets this. But when they have it, I am going to tell you, it creates havoc for them, because it's not just the symptoms of fatigue and, like I said, the brain fog and those kinds of things, but you actually got to go organ to organ. This particular patient I'm talking to, he has problems right now in his legs, and he feels it in his nerves. Well, the nerves are fed by the blood vessels. So in our particular facility, what's ordered is the complete blood count, of course, a regular comprehensive, but I'm looking also at antibodies, right, which is the body's response to certain complement proteins, which then leads to the inflammation. So it's a little complex, but I'm doing some specialized testing, and that sort of points me in the direction. But remember, infection can do this too. That's why I say COVID is the trigger, and they've finally come to the realization, 2024-25, you'll see the citations. Viral infections, we knew a long time ago that things like hepatitis could cause vasculitis. Why wouldn't COVID virus cause it? I mean, come on, you know, especially since we didn't really understand all the ins and outs of the vaccine at the time. But again, I'm not saying don't get vaccinated, folks, please. It's your choice. You can do what you need to do. I'm saying these are the things I'm seeing in the clinic. So inflammation tests are very important. For example, I do things like the SED rate. We'll do the C-reactive protein, which is a protein that the liver actually produces to fight vasculitis or inflammation. So there are indirect ways to do this and direct ways. So the bottom line is, this is not a simple thing. I didn't come to this for this particular patient just out of our head. Dr. Kaska and I really spent time on the file and with the patient. And I will tell you, sure as I'm sitting here, I believe this guy has absolutely vasculitis and systemic vasculitis, not just on the skin, okay? Now, the steroids, there's the answer, the steroids. Once the inflammation is controlled, right, they take you off the steroids, right? But you know how long, generally, people who have true vasculitis from other reasons relapse, all right? So until we get the vasculitis under control with both the nutraceuticals and maybe subclinical doses of certain medications, subclinical, I'm not talking about taking out the cannons. I'm talking about taking out the small revolvers, okay? Until we do that, we don't really have it under control, and so it can plague somebody for quite a while, and it will affect you in various ways.
You talked about your treatment protocol, and yes. I know that's hydration. That's part of it.
Well, the hydration's the vehicle. Yeah, it's not really the protocol, but it is the vehicle.
The vehicle, okay. So what else do you do? Sounds very complicated.
Well, yeah. I have a young woman right now who has POTS, okay? POTS is another inflammatory condition, all right? It's autoimmune. So we can't just use just the hydration on her, although she needs hydration for the condition. She also has some vasculitis. She has some pain in her legs and, you know, in her feet, nerve tingling, this kind of thing. So we might want to use some red light therapy as well. So again, the protocol is pretty unique, John, but it works. And then people don't mistake what I'm saying. Metabolically, what we want to do is correct the situation. We just don't want to mask it. We want to help the patient correct it and come back to a quality of life issue in the long run.
You said that it is a recurring thing sometimes.
It can be, yes. Sometimes. After they give them the steroids, yes.
Okay, so what's the diagnosis or what's the prognosis?
Can be very good if we can bring the patient back to homeostasis.
How long?
Well, this is going to be. Well, I can tell you that my patient has been with me right now, I think, since October or maybe even earlier.
So
a couple of times a week.
So you're talking at least 6 months.
Yeah, I would say that's about
more.
Right. But see, here's the thing. He was treating in Florida. Right? He was treating for post-COVID in Florida.
Yes.
But obviously, they didn't treat the vasculitis. And therein lies the rub. So my thing is, we've got to treat the entire person, homie. Listen, you got to look at this holistically and say, hey, he's affected by his nerves. He's affected by his lungs. He's affected by his cardiac status. So you can only bite this one bite of the apple at a time. And that will drive what I'm using in the hydration therapies. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And
yes.
That's really the bottom line.
You know, it's so fascinating how you attack this. And
yeah, it is. It's very...
It's
tough, John,
yes.
And it's tough to think about. Look, cancer can give us vasculitis. Cancer, not along using the chemotherapeutics, right? So maybe they trigger a portion of this. So again, what you got to do is hold down inflammation, right? So this is why I tell cancer patients, look, it's not just antioxidants that I use. I'm using anti-inflammatories many times because you have this inflammation process going on, whether it's from the treatment or the disease. And we got to look at it. And that's the bottom line.
So you're using a combination.
Exactly. We're using, depending on the patient and what I'm looking for. But this post-COVID patient is a very difficult patient, and I've had others. It has taken 6 to 8 months. But they're doing well, then they don't come back maybe for 2 months or so for an IV. That's great. That's what we want. We want you to get back to your quality of life because when you have this type of condition, you don't have a quality of life, my friend.
And do you necessarily know that you have this condition?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Because, it, quote unquote, in the traditional medical realm, it's very rare. You know, you would have the hives, you would have, this is all going on under the skin. That's my point. And what you have to look at is inflammation in its totality. And that's the key. Young guy I have right now, I'm treating for, mold. Mold can trigger this. It can trigger inflammation. Whatever can trigger the inflammation can cause vascular inflammation. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
So one thing leads to the other.
Right. Now, not all inflammation is vascular in nature. It can be localized, right? It can be a localized inflammation, like in the joints for rheumatoid arthritis. But I'm telling you, the more I look at these patients, the more I know we have a condition of systemic inflammation. And until we get that under control, we're going to have a myriad of challenges. I don't care what you say. Inflammation is the devil.
Yes, it is. No wonder your job's so hard.
Well, it's not my job. It's my whole staff. My entire staff works on this,
yes,
okay?
That's really hard.
And, you know, I've got great docs, and that's the bottom line. And they help me with this. And they're not afraid to use the hydration as a vehicle to get things, to get a patient where they need to be back to homeostasis, which is in balance, right? Just right, my Goldilocks theory. So I'm telling you, I think people have to sit back and really say, you know, why am I feeling like this? And let's look at it. It's not just cancer.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning, which means you still have time to jump in here with a question or a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, our live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We are coming back with more of today's Health Watch after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and again, operators are standing by, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505. And like I always tell you, when you call, all you have to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and you will learn a lot, and you'll kind of figure out how this can work into your situation. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. And we also want to tell you that if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We've got a few minutes left of the program, and if you want to jump in here with a question or a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. Normally, at this point of the show, we discuss some of the patients and how it relates to what we've been talking about. And I want to talk about Tom, because
Tom's my patient that I am talking about with this vasculitis.
Because I know him.
I
tell you.
He's still running around in shorts, right? He thinks he's in Florida. I love him. Okay. He comes all the way up from Long Beach.
I always tell him. I said, real men wear shorts in the winter.
Yeah. You know, that's reminiscent of a guy we knew back in the day.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But, you know, John, Tom's a great guy, a very generous man and a very good-hearted guy. But he really has struggled with this, and it's really related to post-COVID. Now, he was in Florida. He went, quote-unquote, to one of the best guys out there, whatever. But, you know, bottom line is this. I really believe they never addressed the systemic inflammation that he has with the appropriate anti-inflammatories. And part of that is because they probably don't have them. But I would tell you that his symptoms are all over. He has the tingling in his feet, and he has his legs, etc. And when we get one thing under control, it seems like we have another area where the vascularization is really involved. So, again, it's going to depend on what part of the body is being affected by the inflammation. So, just this week, I said to him, look, before I go to the next level of the treatment protocol, I need you to get a lung x-ray. And he said, well, you know, although I'm not, I said, listen to me, just go get it. So I haven't gotten those results. But depending on what the lung x-ray comes in and my discussion with Pat, Dr. Pat, we'll figure out, you know, I have an idea of to what I where I want to go with this in terms of the inflammatories for him. But I believe that when Pat and I look at the x-ray and when Pat makes an order, we'll be doing that. So we change it up. In other words, the process is what, as they say, you have to trust the process. In order to get to the real bottom of this, you have to trust the process.
Why do you, in other words, what's the x-ray of the lungs?
Looking at infiltrates. I want to see if he has some type of inflammation in the lungs. That's what we're looking for. So then we're going to move what we're doing to organ specific. Okay, so we're going to look at particular organs that are involved and the nerve endings, and we know certain nutrients work on those. But then I want to look again at the lungs and see if we have to hit the lungs harder with certain other types of anti-inflammatories. So there's a process here, and you got to trust the process.
And we talked about this earlier where you said he's been, you know, dealing with this for about 6 months.
Probably longer.
But how much longer?
I would say he's got another at least 4 to 6 months with me.
And
he's doing it. He's committed to doing it because he has periods of time. He said, I'm feeling better in one area, not the others, which I can understand.
Yes.
And again, I believe this was all triggered by COVID. It's a post-COVID syndrome. Please, folks, go on PubMed. Start looking at all the citations. You won't believe it. And you can be mistaken for other things. But in his case, it's the vascularization. It's vasculitis, okay, and area by area by area.
We talked about this patient a few weeks ago.
My young guy?
Yeah, young guy. I mean, 18 years old?
18 or 19. He's a wonderful young man.
Yeah,
Alex. Alex.
What's the story
He has mold. He had mold exposure. And interestingly enough, his dad brought in the mold plates this past. Remember I talked about it. I said, I'm really interested in the plates. Well, they did this after they had already gotten most of the mold out. And still, they had growth on the plates. That'll tell you how severe his particular exposure was. But what's interesting is he was getting discouraged because he had good days and then he had some bad days. And I told him, we're going to have some days where you're hurting, which means you're going to have more of the symptoms that are going to bother you, okay, before we get to the other side. But that's really because I'm really actually chelating out this mold that's in him, both through his bowels, through his urine. But this is an interesting thing. His first line of blood tests, which, by the way, included hormones and several other things. I mean, they were specialized blood tests, came back negative. I was waiting for my environmental panel. I have a very specific group of blood tests that I use for this. And it came in this week, and he clearly had the analyte that goes up when you have Lyme disease and goes down when you have mold. And these symptoms he had could be mistaken for Lyme, definitely. But I concluded it is the mold. Doc and I had a discussion with it, and now I'm very happy he's going on to a second part of the protocol that's going to really include some sprays, nose sprays, that he's going to take home. They'll be in on Tuesday, again, from my compounding pharmacist under the direction of my docs. So, bottom line is, I'm very optimistic he's going to do great.
I'm curious, because you said that he has good days and bad days.
Sure.
And I'm just thinking, you know, he's a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
How does he deal with this, and how do you help him deal with that?
I do the best I can by being gentle in terms of how you do the chelating or the binding to get out the mold itself and also give him some quality of life in between. But it's not always that easy, John. Sometimes our protocols can stir some things up, and we need to get to those to get to the other side to then give you the quality of life you're looking for.
We have about a minute. Can you talk about the young woman that you wanted to talk about?
The young gal who came in to see
yes.
me. Also, I mentioned her a little bit earlier about the POTS. She's doing extremely well, and now we've moved her to the red light therapy in addition to the hydration. So again, we don't have just one pony guy in the race, all right?
There are many ponies in the race,
well,
right?
We try, John.
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by right now, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505. And remember the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, check out that website because there's a lot of good information on that as well. For Dr. Molly Fantasia, and don't forget, our Health Watch replay this afternoon from 4 until 5 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and also our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Marianne, and there is Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a great week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday, the live version, 8 till 9, Talk Health Watch, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.